Hello.
Good morning. Is this Hello? Alex?
Speaking.
Hey, Alex. My name's John. I was giving you a call with Local Splash. We're a premier Google partner. I started working with a friend of yours, Val, or Vitaly.
Yeah.
And on the Polo Contractors Corp for the Jacksonville location. And he put you guys on a list for the next opening in the Sarasota area for a Google Places placement. I don't know if he talked to you about it over the weekend or recently. Okay. But he gave me your number this morning. He asked me to follow up with you about listing Polo Contractors Corp on the first page of the Google search results for Sarasota and surrounding areas.
Yeah, and how much is that usual cost?
Well, I told him that I would offer you guys the same package that he's on. So normally it's $499, but I reduced it down to $299 for him. So it's $299 on a month-to-month basis.
And what are you guys doing?
So this is a Google Places placement. So if you were to look up any of your services on Google, there's a map that pops up, and then there's three top recommended options next to it. It'll have, like, their name, address, phone number, link to their website. Basically, we're just taking your Google business profile and moving it to the top of the search results for each individual service that you do. So that way customers can find you when they're Googling for what you do rather than just looking up your name. So if somebody typed in, like, shingle roof installation, shingle roof repair, Sarasota, then they'll be able to see you guys as a top option and call you directly from there. It's not like HomeAdvisor, so you won't have to, like, pay per lead or click or call. It's just the $299, and the customers can call you directly off the first page.
Now, how long does it take you to set it up?
Well, we already have Val up and running. You know, he's only been doing it for about a week and a half.
So if I Google Polo Contractors in Jacksonville, he'll pop up as a number one?
Well, he completed his client interview. We're actually still waiting for his advanced verification form. So there's like a form you have to send in with all like your licensing and everything. But once that's done, then yeah, you'll be able to see him there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can try. I mean, $300 is not a lot. And I appreciate that you're working with us.
Yeah. He was telling me to put you on the qualified candidates list for Sarasota because he tried to actually sign it up himself when I was signing him up. But we didn't have an opening in your location yet, so I had to, like, you know, basically put you guys on that list and then wait until we could squeeze you in. But I let him know, like, around this time, we had a guy that we were previously working with, and he already let us know that the Sarasota was going to open, but we had to wait for his whole, like, month to go by before we could actually put somebody else on there, you know?
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right, so what is it that we need to do?
So I'm going to create and verify your online listing with us. So this is an ad, so it's going to be a little bit separate or a little bit different than your Google Places placement. What's your last name, Alex?
Polipsky.
Okay, can you spell that for me?
Yes, sir. F as a Frank, I-L-I. P as a Paul, S as a Sam, K-I-Y.
Okay. F-I-L-I-P-S-K-I-Y?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are you guys brothers?
No.
Oh.
Just we are, you know, work together in the company. I'm
okay,
a president, he's a wife president.
Okay. I had your name pops up as A-L-E-K-S-A-N-D-R?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It's a unique spelling. Yeah, but his was like that, too. For some reason, there's things that pop up under Vitaly Filipsky.
No, his last name is Tikhanov.
Yeah, that's, I know. I have his account here, T-I-K-H-O-N-O-V. But I was just, like, looking up the, for some reason, when I plugged your name into Google, it just popped up with all these things, real estate specialists and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, we do real estate, yeah. My wife is a real estate broker.
Okay. Let me just update this. Give me 1 second here. I have to make sure all online listings, there's no confusion because you guys have the same business name. It's just separate locations.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and then what's your business email address where I could send everything in writing?
Alec F, A-L-E-K, F as a Frank, at polabill.com. Pola, P-O-L-O, bill, B-Y-L-D.com.
Okay. All right. And the street address where we could send your Google PIN verification letter?
Street address. But we already Google verified.
Okay.
Our full contractor. We already have a Google page.
Okay. Let me just pull it. I actually seen your Google business profile last time. The 2912 B Ridge Street, Suite 202A.
2912, yes. B Ridge, yes.
Alright. And that's 202A, right?
202A, yes.
No changes?
No changes.
Okay. Oh yeah, I remember I was telling Val that we needed you guys to add his location to the website because you're both using the same site, but it only has the 404-1000 number on both those listings, are on the website and the Google business profile for Sarasota. It doesn't have it, his phone number and his address on that domain.
Well, Did he talk now. Yeah,
okay,
now.
He talked to you about that?
Yeah, it's been updated already.
Oh, okay, perfect. You guys are awesome. All right. Yeah, I was telling him that was going to cause a little bit of an issue with his Google business profile. It's okay that you guys have, like, the same website. You just want to make sure that he has a address and phone number. So this 941-404-1000 is strictly for the Sarasota location, though, primarily, right?
Just the main office, and then people can press extension for Val or anybody.
Do you have, like, a direct number that you want me to have them call you on?
Google, 1,000 is fine.
Okay. Update.
I mean, you can have additional number, which is my cell phone.
Yeah, exactly. I would like that in case, like, this one's busy, and then at least that way I have another way to get a hold of you.
Yeah.
All right, I'm ready.
That's good. 941-568-538.
That's the one we're on right now. Duh. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And then as far as, like, your hours of operation, you want that all to stay the same, like 9 to 6 Monday through Friday?
9 to 5. I'll do that.
Okay.
Nine to six is fine. Yeah.
Okay. 9 to 6. Okay, and did you want your address displayed on online, or you're okay with that, or do you want me to hide it? Alex?
Hello?
Oh, there you are. You cut out for a second.
Yeah. Whatever makes easier.
Okay. I'll leave it. I mean, it's easier to just leave it. You already have it up there, but sometimes people don't want the customer to know or to be able to, like, get directions to the business. So.
No, it's fine. We put it.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Okay. Roofing. Okay. For some reason it's showing Ridgewood Heights.
Sarasota.
Yeah, I know that one address is Sarasota, but it says that you guys are primarily servicing Ridgewood Heights.
No, we service
Okay,
West
I'll
Coast,
fix it.
Florida.
I'll fix it. So let me just update this. That's just what your Google business profile has on it now. And it says you're located in Sterling Park.
Well, Sterling Park is the building we are in.
Okay, gotcha.
So,
I gotcha.
Google
I see
is interesting. He'll pick up whatever you don't want, but whatever you need, they'll just disregard.
Okay. Yeah, I'll fix it. It needs to be moved around. And then there's no reviews on this profile yet either, so we'll send you the access to the tracking system, and then you guys can send that over. There's like a link in there. You can send them to write a review on your Google business profile. Maybe you could send some past customers that link or any current projects so you can start building up your guys' reviews.
Yeah, that's no problem.
Okay. And then you have all appropriate, like, license and insurance, right? Like Val? Okay. All right. I'm going to text you an outline of the agreement once we finalize this. And then I'm also going to send you a form for advanced verification. And I think this is the problem for your current listing. You were PIN verified, so you have, like, the address verified. But the profile is not showing with your badge and check mark. So either you guys didn't submit the 5-digit number on the back of it, or when you submitted it, they needed more information. So this will kind of walk you through the setup of that. It's just like you send in license, insurance, photo of the workplace. We already actually have photo of the workplace on the outside of the building just from Google Maps, but fill it out as much as you can. If there's anything missing that's preventing you from getting advanced verification, we'll just three-way call Google and verify it over the phone for you.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. So let me just update. All right. And do you offer financing for larger jobs, Alex?
We offer financing, yes, sir.
Okay. You guys are all pretty much, are you and him are operating pretty much the same network, right? You have, like, everything he has?
Yeah, it's the same company, just different location.
Okay, I gotcha. It makes it easier. I'll just copy and paste all of this. But we do want to do a separate client interview with you. So
okay.
This client, we're going to interview you on the business. We'll go over service area. Want to be very specific. Specific services. I know a lot of it's going to be the same. The website's the same and everything, but just in case there's any change or anything different that happens on this side that's not happening over there.
Okay.
Okay.
Handle that.
Okay. What's a good time for the client interview? Usually it takes about 30 to 40 minutes, but we ask for an hour window in case call goes over, you have extra questions.
Can we do on Wednesday?
Wednesday?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Usually we like to do them same day, but I can push it to Wednesday. Are you too busy today and tomorrow?
Tomorrow, no. I'm not available tomorrow. But today,
okay.
How about 2:30 today? Around
2:30. Okay, let me see here real quick. Yeah, I can do like a 2 to 3, and I could ask them to call you closer to like 2:30, if that works. We asked for an
okay,
hour window.
We can do 3 to 4, is that okay?
3 to 4 I don't have available, actually. Because we're in California.
Okay.
We're right across the street from Google here in Orange County. So our time's different. We're almost at like 10 o'clock here. So we're like 3 hours behind you.
Gotcha. So let's do 2 to 3. My time, right? Not your time, my time.
Yeah, that's your time. 2 to 3 your time.
Okay.
All right. And I'll send you a calendar invitation. I'll also text you about an hour before just to confirm. I mean, we're basically an hour away from it now, but...
Right.
Yeah. It's an automated message, so it's going to come anyway. Update. Boom. Bam. Add your email to here. alex@polobill.com. Save, send, invite all guests. All right, perfect. All right, almost done, almost done. Okay, verify listing, form, send. Okay. All right, and then how would you like to secure your first month's payment?
I'm sorry?
How would you like to secure the first month's payment of the $299?
We can do card.
Okay, is this one under your name or the business name or both?
It's under business name.
Okay, go ahead and update. Polo contractor's card. All right, and is the billing address the same as the street address that was previously PIN verified on Google? It's okay. I was saying, is your billing address the same as the previous street address that was PIN verified by Google?
Can you hold on one second, sir.
Sure.
Yes, sir. I do apologize.
No, no problem. I understand. Everybody I work with is a business owner, so they get busy sometimes.
Bad thing or a good thing?
It's a little of both. It's good because I know a lot of people in high places, but business owners, you know, we live in a world of instant gratification, so usually they want things done quick, fast, and in a hurry.
All right.
Yeah, so I got to move.
All right, I'm ready for you.
All right, I'm ready for you.
4427.
4427.
3225. 3701. 6318.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0928.
09 of 28, and then three-digit code on the back.
681.
Okay. And then there is a security question on your profile, just as an added form of protection for you. If you want to verify the one of my representatives that contacts you, verify their identity, or vice versa. If somebody calls in for the Sarasota location, we want to verify that it's you before we move forward. So you have three options for this. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. What works best for you?
What's the pet's name?
Okay. What was your first pet's name?
Mocha.
M-O-C-K? Oh, with a K? M-O-K-A?
Yeah, M-O-K-A, yes.
Okay, gotcha. Funny, I think Val did the pet's name too. It was a little different though. Update. Okay. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification as an added form of protection for you. We're also going to send this to you in writing with your invoice receipt. Now, as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything I say that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize the transaction, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you are on a recorded line, Alex. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Polo Contractors Corp.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Alexander Filipski, President.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that we've provided?
Yes.
Okay. And it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
All right. And in hiring our company as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So we are aware of everything that Polo Contractor Corp is doing. Also, we have the other location, right, for you guys. But if you're going to add anything, I was explaining this to Val, too, you shouldn't need anything else, really, to be honest. Like, we're covering you on Google, Bing, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results. You even have Facebook ads. Like, this location is going to have its own Facebook business profile and ads ran through it. So you shouldn't need any other services, but if you're going to add something, double check that you're not, like, paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating anything.
Okay.
Okay. It causes discrepancies with Google if they can't verify where it came from, so. All right, and then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. This is a month-to-month service, by the way. You're not binded to a long-term contract or anything like that, but we do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first sign up. It says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is September 25th of 2023. This is a discounted pricing structure of $299 for the Platinum Package. It's basically a deal that I gave you guys because the other location. So I told Val, normally the campaigns that you guys are on are $599. You have two locations for $598, right? So you're getting $299 and he's paying $299, but you're doing two locations for the price of one, basically, is what I did with this package. And then when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month. It'll be on the 25th day for this Sarasota location. It'll keep that discounted price of $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us. It does state in the fine print that you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, let us know before the 25th day or the next bill, so that way we could stop your billing cycle, and that's it. We part ways as friends. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process the payment. When the payment clears, you're going to get two text messages. I'm going to hang on the line with you, make sure they come through. One of them is going to be an outline of the agreement in black and white, so it'll outline everything we're doing for you. It'll have the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy. It'll ask you to sign off on it with your first and last name at the bottom. And then the second one's going to be the form for your Google Advanced Verification. So that's the pictures that I was talking about, where they have you send in photos to do your advanced verification. They've both also been emailed. Okay, so if you click on the link in that one, that's the service agreement. And at the bottom of that, you'll sign. Obviously, you want to make sure your name is spelled correctly everywhere. And then the invoice receipt is emailed over to you guys, so you'll be able to write this off as a business expense later.
Possible, yeah.
Yeah. I was telling him, you got to take all the write-offs that you can, you know? And I told him it was a write-off. He was like, oh, awesome, yeah. You just get it back that way and with the clients that it brings in. It's a win-win situation. And get you guys away from paying per lead with Home Advisor.
$299, but how much
does
it cost us to advertise through you?
That's it. It's
$299. Right, but so where's the advertisement go?
It's outlined in the service agreement. That's why I sent that to you.
Well, you're explaining it too well, but. I understand service agreements, but
Yeah, it's not a contract, but it's a written agreement. Like, hey, this is what you're paying, and then it outlines everything that you're paying us for and how that money's being spent. So it literally says that in the form.
I'm driving, so I can't really read.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't have to jump on it right away. I mean, obviously, you want to have it signed before the client interview. But it's going towards the Google Places placement, Facebook ads, and then everything else is added incentive. So I basically added, like, all the additional features, like the Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results. Anything that didn't cost us immediate money, I went and included to kind of make sure that we had you guys covered on all bases.
All right. Well, if you have a question, we'll put our contact. You?
Yeah. Let me just verify that you have my direct number too. Hold on 1 second. Yeah. So it's the same. I'm gonna be the same point of contact for you and Val.
Okay.
But we do have an account management team, so there will be other representatives that will touch base with you if we need something adjusted. And, like, during your client interview, when they're going to call you at 2 o'clock, it's going to be with a different representative. His name is Alan. I was talking to him right now. His name's Alan Flores.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll try to call you first and introduce you to Alan, but if I'm on the phone actively, then he'll just call you and go through the client interview. It's really easy, the client interview. It's, like, set questions that we have that'll just help us create your profile. So they'll go over, like, service area, services that you guys cover. Basically, we're just trying to identify if there is any differences between the two locations. And then, obviously, we want to, you know, make sure we're representing you properly. But you guys pretty much take all the same stuff. It's just a different area, right?
All right.
Okay. So I'll just send Val's profile over to him, too.
Yeah, can you send me his profile so I can review it before the call?
Like, which one?
You said profile.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, his Google business for Jacksonville?
Yeah.
Yeah, here. I'll text it over to you. Hold on 1 sec. Would be nice if we could get the reviews from that Angie's profile over here, or get the reviews from Val's Jacksonville location onto the Sarasota location.
We have a lot of reviews we can post it as well.
Yeah, the Sarasota one's like dead though, it has no reviews.
Well, it's not dead, it's just we are not able to upload them. We have a lot of them to upload.
Okay. Yeah, I just texted you the link for Val's location, the Jacksonville location, 700 Mill Creek Road. Okay. Yeah, so you'll see his is different. His has like 6 Google reviews on it already and has his verified badge on there already.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. So same thing. We're just going to make sure this happens over in the Sarasota area. The whole point of this is to make it so if people are looking up roofing or general contractors, they're seeing you. Right now, they're having a hard time finding you, even for Polo Contractors Corp in Sarasota. The Jacksonville location will probably show up for Sarasota. So we'll make sure we square that away. And then, obviously, have you listed for the individual services as well. That'll be the whole point of the
awesome.
Landing. And then if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, like I said, you have my direct number, but there's also 24/7 customer service. So even if it's like later in the afternoon and I'm not here, there's still always going to be a Google certified rep in-house that'll be able to help you with your profile.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
You're just going to have to verify your security question.
Right.
All right, Alex. All right. Well, thanks for signing up. I'm going to circle back with you here in about 45 minutes, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.